The following recording was made by Joanna Shears Seidenstein, the Stanley H. Durwood Foundation Fellow in the Division of European and American Art.
This drawing depicting the edge of a forest or wood was made by later 17th century Dutch artist Anthony Waterloo. On a sheet of blue paper measuring roughly 11 inches tall and 9 inches wide, Waterloo used black chalk, charcoal, black ink and wash, and the lightest touches of white chalk to render a group of trees rising from brush-covered ground and standing against an open sky. Over his long career, this artist produced many landscape drawings and prints, many of them depicting wooded areas, subject matter that may have had particular associations for his contemporaries. Even by the early 17th century, extensive logging had significantly reduced the amount of woodland in the Dutch Republic. The forests that remained were prized and sometimes fiercely preserved. In this drawing, the dark, heavily blended media against the blue tone of the paper evokes twilight, either dusk or dawn. The faint white chalk that Waterloo applied between the tree branches at center evokes the most minimal glow that occurs when the sun is just below the horizon. Everything is murky and soft. No hard edges or perfectly straight lines. It also seems very still. The way the tree branches and foliage are drawn suggests that only the slightest breeze rustles the leaves. Otherwise, all seems quiet and calm, if also, in the dim light, slightly mysterious. While drawings from this period often come down to us trimmed by past collectors, this example seems to retain its original dimensions. The artist chose to arrange the trees so that they reach all the way to the top of the sheet, as if towering high over his head. This yields a sense of immersion in the landscape, as if we, the viewers, are really there, experiencing this quiet moment just before nightfall or daybreak.